T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mark, some of the biggest tech companies are weighing in following the death of George Floyd. How are they responding? What are these CEOs saying?
That's a good question. I mean, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Google CEO, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, they've all made statements regarding the killing of George Floyd and, you know, the unrest in the United States and elsewhere right now. In response to the situation, Tim Cook wrote a lengthy letter to employees over the weekend talking about how change is necessary, discussing white privilege, discussing discrimination and racism in this country, and how now is the time to change. He talked about how there were many moments of racism and brutality and issues of the like over the many years, and nothing has really improved in this country, but now is the time for a change to happen. He, along with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Google's Sundar Pichai, all pledged donations to different groups pushing equality and justice across the United States and elsewhere. Cook also discussed how Apple will be 2-for-1 matching employee donations to charities around these causes. So some very strong responses from these CEOs, absolutely.
Has there been a response from employees, particularly Facebook employees? I mean, we've seen Twitter take a stand against some inflammatory rhetoric recently, but what about Facebook employees? Are they saying anything?
Yeah, that's a good question. So today, many Facebook employees staged a virtual walkout, and this is the first time we're told that employees staged a walkout against Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other leadership at the company. Now, this walkout and this response is not a reply to Zuckerberg's stance on the killing of George Floyd or the donations to these groups. Their response is specifically towards Zuckerberg and Facebook not taking a stand against the rhetoric coming from, you know, U.S. President Donald Trump over the past several days, his tweets and, you know, the tweets and posts making it onto Facebook. These employees would have liked those posts to, you know, either have been, you know, suspended, removed, covered, or are marked in some fashion. And, you know, Facebook's approach to Trump's rhetoric has almost been the opposite of the approach of Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. They've put buttons to show that some of Trump's tweets are inaccurate or other tweets, specifically the one that said that looting leads to shooting, marking that as a dangerous tweet inciting violence, right? And so what Facebook employees, and I'm sure many users and many people would have preferred is Facebook taking a similar stance to Twitter, which they did not do. So obviously you're going to see uproar based on that, you know, likely poor decision.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.